And I heard my father tell o'er him, like a fella going up Berry Howe Road, and that end house, the house has stood there yet. He went and asked for a chap his own name, called him his own name, asked if he lived there, his wife went to door. Who says, hey, chap, who said, that's come to the wrong house, who said, there's nobody of that name here. Who said, but go across or on Union Street there, who says, and ask at such a number, and who'll tell if there's anybody living here? So, who went? He went. Who says, go to yon end house. He said, I've just come away from there. Oh, he said, I was directed up there. Well, who says, go and ask for Fandy, who doesn't know what name or wedded name is, go and ask for Fandy. He went, he said, does Fandy live here? Who says, ah. Well, he said, that's the man I believe I want to see. Who didn't know her own husband's name, they called him nicknames, eh? Fandy. When I were a lad, we used to have a chap what used to, we stop many a time when we were coming for Yeddy Hill School. And he used to kneel down where Dick Jackson's shop is now. I don't know what religion he were. Only he'd kneel down there at a certain time and he'd put an umbrella up and he'd be saying his prayers. Well, those lads used to, they were characters, you know. And then we had another man we used to call Billy Fudge. He used to carry a twig in his hand. Aye. Well, that fellow went to workhouse at one time, and he was, I believe he were a right strong chap. I never knew him in his younger days, you know, but they'd had him in workhouse. So one of these wardens, or whatever they are in workhouse, attendants, he set him on his job shifting a lot of stones in a big barrow. When he shifted them twice as soon as t'other, because he filled his barrow up, and off he took them, so... When he finished him, he went to this attendant and he says to him, he says, what have I to do next? Well, he said, I shifted him. He said, I shifted him, certainly I shifted him. Well, what's he want me to do? Well, he says, I shifted him so soon, he says, shift him back again. Billy says, nay, be God, I. He weren't so adapted, so he were filling him up again and bringing him back. There'd been some characters, I'll tell you. And there were never no harm with him, you know. But we used to have one fellow we used to call Blind Charlie. Now, he were a good pianist. And he always used to have a little dog with him, black and tan dog. On that first house in Berry Howe Road, where Rhodes' house is, he'd always stop there. Well, us lads, we used to go in there. He were a grand fellow, and we used to call him, what his last name were, I don't know, but we always called him Blind Charlie. And same with Billy Fudge. If old Billy Fudge were going up there, he'd stop there too and have a chat. Old Mrs. Naven at top, who'd stand there? If we'd been down to stores for duke or flower poke wear, and we'd have it filled, like I say, about a score put in. And you know what a flower poke is, don't you? We'd have it filled, and then we'd leave it there for their Mick to pick up and carry it up to the top on his head. So, oh, there'd been some characters up yon road, you know. They used to be at main shop of Yowood, top of yet. Up back at Ryle George, well, not up back at Ryle George, but up front at Ryle George, they used to run on that top field, horse, donkey racing, pony racing. That's not in my town, but it were in my father's town. I heard him tell o'er going round before Taubar were pulled down and going up Berry Howe Road and going round by Union Street so he'd save money for and take a sack of flour or a sack of corn onto the horse's back before he'd take cart through and had to pay it out. You know, it's there, isn't it?
Going back somewhere that.
Ah.